Right now, we're joined on the phone by Tom Jensen, the Director of Public Policy Polling, publicpolicypolling.com, their website, at PPP Polls on Twitter as well for more news and analysis. Based out of Raleigh, and we were talking today about a new survey of North Carolina voters, where they stand on all things political and governmental. Tom, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Good. Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So the survey that you just released was from the very end of last month, actually, of North Carolina voters, with some pretty interesting numbers. And we'll start with the approval rating for the president and the governor. I've seen some national surveys that show Joe Biden still kind of holding on to that honeymoon number with like 54-55%. Approval rating nationally, but in North Carolina, kind of settling back down to where we would expect to see it, right?
Yeah, in North Carolina, Donald Trump won by 2 points in November, and Joe Biden's approval rating basically is reflective of those November election results. 43% of voters approve of the job he's doing, 47% disapprove. So the -4 spread on his approval is almost the same as the -2 spread on how he did in the state in November. And more, this is what we're seeing as we poll in different states and poll nationally. There are still some national polls that have his numbers really high, but our last couple national polls, one of them had his approval at +5 net approval. One of them had it at +7 net approval when he won the popular vote by about 4.5 points. So we're basically settling back into a situation where if you voted for Biden, you approve of him. If you didn't vote for Biden, you don't approve of him. And this is happening pretty fast. I think Obama had a little bit of a longer honeymoon period than this, and certainly previous presidents had much longer honeymoon periods than this. But I don't think it's Biden's fault. I just think it's a sign of the times that we're so dug in. I mean, I think here's a way to sort of think about it. It's like asking UNC fans to say that they like Duke, or asking Duke fans to say that they like UNC. That's what our politics has become like, where people have these very fierce loyalties to one party or the other, and they're not just going to all of a sudden be like, oh, I'm okay with the other one. And I think that's what's happening to Biden's numbers.
That's kind of a good analogy, because I know there are occasional times for various reasons when, if you're a UNC fan, you might find yourself rooting for Duke or saying, okay, I'd be fine with them winning today or tonight or tomorrow, and then it reverts immediately back afterwards, right?
And also another parallel with the UNC Duke thing is there's very few people who go back and forth between liking UNC and liking Duke. And that sort of parallels how few people we have going back and forth on their politics and the sort of death of swing voters.
So the big issue when it comes to North Carolina right now is that the gradual process of reopening things, how slow should it be, how fast should it be, and most importantly, how should it be conducted when it comes to K-12 schools and getting those back open? A lot of things to consider there. Where do North Carolinians in general stand?
Well, I think people generally do want the schools to reopen, but there's a very clear message that people don't want the schools to reopen without teachers being able to be vaccinated. We found on this poll that only 34% of voters in the state thought teachers should have to teach in person before getting the coronavirus vaccine. 56% said, no, we should not make any teachers go back until they've been able to be vaccinated. So, of course, the state's made really good progress over the last few weeks on getting teachers vaccinated, and I think because of that, we are moving more and more towards reopening. But definitely, I think you have Republicans on one hand just saying, reopen, 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 and Democrats are more like, yeah, we see the importance of reopening, but we need to make sure to do this right. I think that the public is more sort of on that side of the fence of, let's make sure before we do this, that we're really going to be keeping our teachers as safe as we can.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, publicpolicypolling.com. Again, the website for more numbers and analysis. Also at PPP Polls on Twitter for more from this survey on North Carolina voters that was conducted at the very end of last month. What else did you see from this survey that was noteworthy for you?
Well, we also checked in on the governor's approval numbers, and we found that he has a 46% approval rating to 43% disapproving. So he does at least come out positive. But you really see kind of the same thing with him that you saw with Biden. Cooper won by 5 points in November, and his approval rating pretty much mirrors that, where people who voted for him like the job he's doing, people who didn't vote for him don't like the job he's doing. And he did temporarily last spring at the start of the pandemic have a really huge spike in his approval numbers. And the big wonder at that time was, is this something that is actually sustainable, or is this going to end up being something that's really just sort of a momentary blip? And it did just end up being a momentary blip. Obviously, so many issues have come up over the course of this crisis that are so divisive that I think it's just hard for anybody to sort of maintain any sort of support on both sides of the aisle with that division. And this is something, what we've seen with Cooper, something we're seeing all across the country. In our home state of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer's approval numbers are a lot lower than they were last year. We've recently done polling in Wisconsin that saw Governor Tony Evers with numbers that are very similar to Cooper. This is just sort of a national trend where everybody's approval numbers in terms of governors are sort of just reverting to the partisanship of the state, as opposed to that sort of brief period over the spring and maybe into the summer where we saw a lot of governors sort of getting more crossover support for their leadership in a crisis.
Again, much more from Public Policy Polling online, publicpolicypolling.com, the website, at PPP Polls on Twitter. Tom Jensen, I'll leave it there, but thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.